The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
It's another episode of DBB. Welcome back to DBB. I am your host, John Russell, and today I would like to apologize for last time when I actually misnumbered the episode during the episode. It actually was episode 141, and I believe I said 161. I was definitely way ahead of myself. This one happens to be DBB number 142. So thank you for joining us. And today we are going to be talking about Doctor Who Murder on the Solar Express, which is the new story that is currently running on DreamRealmSite.com and, of course, on our podcasts, wherever you happen to get podcasts. It is the third adventure of Season 6, and there will be a fourth adventure called The Fear Man, which will follow exactly after Part 3 of the story, or Episode 3 of Murder on the Solar Express. A quick addendum here. During the editing process of Murder on the Solar Express, I found that the final episode overran by quite a bit. It actually ended up being a double episode. So, in my infinite wisdom, I decided to cut it in half. And so now, Murder on the Solar Express is a four-parter, despite what I say in this episode of DBB. So keep that in mind. If I say that it's a three-parter, that was the original plan, but plans don't always go as you think they will. So, it is now a four-part adventure. So, now, back to DBB. The idea of Murder on the Solar Express kind of came out of course, the Agatha Christie story, Murder on the Orient Express. I wanted to do sort of a murder mystery type of story, obviously not completely in the vein of Agatha Christie or Poirot, which was her story. But I wanted, you know, something that was along those lines and something that would certainly invoke that idea, that feeling. So it was very much inspired by that. And, we weren't going for the feel of that exactly, and certainly I'm not as intricate a writer as Agatha Christie was, certainly. But so I don't know how how great of a mystery Murder on the Solar Express is. It's probably one of our more talky stories as well. We've been criticized for that in the past. Hopefully it works here because of the type of story that it is. I think overall it does, although it may get a little too talky in parts. The opening scene to part one, I think, was probably a little bit talky and somewhat self-indulgent, but I had an idea for giving some background to our characters, you know, namely the Doctor and his companions, Jen kind of logically being the new young lady on the TARDIS crew would have a few questions, I felt, for the Doctor. And so she asked them, and he answered them to the best of his knowledge. That scene actually went on a little bit longer as I got further and further into her asking questions, but I ended up deciding to trim the scene down before we even recorded it, I trimmed the scene back just a bit. And possibly I could have trimmed it way down. It probably could have paced up a little bit better, but I thought, well, you know, we'll record this, and if it feels like it's too long, I'll probably cut it. And it did feel kind of like it was too long, but I didn't cut it. I decided not to because I just liked it. You know, I liked that little exchange, so I kept it. So, at any rate, yeah, if I haven't said it already, spoiler alert, because we're talking about the story. If you haven't heard the story, there may be some details in here that are a bit spoilery. I'm not going to spoil the mystery of it. You'll have to wait till episode 3 to get all the answers, and you'll have to listen to the actual story for that. Listen to all 3 episodes. Hopefully you guys will do that. Hopefully you've listened to part 1 by now, and hopefully you enjoyed it. If you didn't, you know, you might want to stop here and go back, listen to part 1, and then come back and listen to me ramble on about it. But anyway, the story itself, as talky as it is, I think it flows along pretty well, because as I was putting it together with the music mix, it felt a lot better than reading it. When I initially read the script after I wrote it, I thought, uh-oh, this one's going to be a little bit talky, and I'm probably going to be criticized for it being too talky, and I probably still will. I'm always criticized for being too talky in these stories, but it is audio drama, so what else are you going to do but talk? I mean, that's we can paint the picture with sound effects and so forth, but at the end of the day, it is people around their mics talking. So these tend to be a little more talky than, you know, a television episode. But this one probably a little bit more than usual. But, you know, there's a lot for the characters to say, because there's a lot of information to get across. And you try to do that in a way that is entertaining, rather than people sitting around and being bored and looking at their watches and going, oh my gosh, is this scene ever going to end? So hopefully it doesn't give you that feeling, you know, that sensation of, boy, this was just too long and drawn out. So that is certainly my hope, but I tried to put some interesting characters in there, and I tried to throw some interesting twists along the way, and I kind of write for me, so I enjoyed writing the episode, and I think I've enjoyed listening to it so far as I've put the music mix together. As of this recording, I haven't quite finished episode 3. I've got started on the final mix of episode 3, but I haven't finished it. But that will be coming very, very soon, because right after I finish recording this, I'll probably get to that and hopefully finish it up. So, I just finished recording the credits for it. So, you're hearing me talk about it long after I recorded this. Well, not long, but, you know, a little while after I recorded this, because I wanted to go ahead and get this out of the way and discuss the story. So with our Doctor Who's, we're trying to do different things. We're kind of in that mode now of, you know, every story is sort of self-contained and its own thing. There for a while, of course, through our first couple of Doctors, everything was sort of, a lot of it was interconnected. And the interconnectivity in this, it does connect to previous stories, if you did listen to episode 1, and again, this is your last chance, because this is a big spoiler. This is the ending that I'm about to spoil if you haven't heard it. So once again, you might want to stop here, listen to episode 1, and then come back. You've been warned. At any rate, I did a story some years ago that we recently released, which was one of Jeff Niles' final stories as the Doctor, which was actually his first story that he ever recorded as the Doctor, called The Planet of Doom. And in that story, we had a character named Max, and there was never really a resolution to Max's storyline. What happened to him in the story, he kind of got pushed aside at the end. And the reason for that originally was the thought was that Max would be one of the companions. It was going to be him and Mina. And it didn't quite work out that way, obviously. So the character of Max just kind of got lost. And there wasn't a real good resolution there. And so you kind of were left wondering, well, did he live or did he die or what happened to him? Well, now we finally find out. years later for him, it's been 5 years for him, and I don't know how many years for the Doctor and Mina, a lot more, I'm sure, that they finally meet up with Max again, and he's on this ship. He's the bartender. So, and he explains in episode 2 exactly what happened to him. So you've got that to look forward to, and how he ended up on the Solar Express. So, yeah, I wanted to bring the character Max back because I wanted to finally give his story arc a resolution and to let everybody know that he did survive and that he's doing fine and well, and he's embroiled in this murder mystery now with Mina and the TARDIS crew. So, yeah, Max is back, and that is the big cliffhanger to episode 1 is... Mina runs into Max, and he's the bartender. And very much to her surprise, he's there. You know, she had practically forgotten about him. It's been so many years. And then there he is. So, yeah, that was the cliffhanger. And I don't know if it's the best cliffhanger in the world ever for Doctor Who, but that was what I decided would be the cliffhanger for part one of this story. But, yeah, that was a big point of the story, that I wanted to bring Max back and give him, you know, some closure, give the character some closure. When I conceived the murder on the Solar Express, I actually didn't have Max in mind to be involved in the story until I thought, you know, this might be a good point at which to bring him back, because I had planned to do that at some point so that we could explain what happened to him, and I just thought this was the perfect opportunity to do it. So, and it was the first real opportunity to do it, and otherwise it would have had to wait, you know, until yet another season. I didn't want to get too far out from the, you know, the story that had already come in the previous season, which featured Max. I definitely wanted to answer those questions. What happened to Max, and what was his fate, and how did he, you know, how did he survive, and how did he end up where he is? And you'll get all that information over the course of the next couple of episodes. So definitely tune in for that. And of course, he's played wonderfully by David Ault, and it's pretty interesting character and a good performance. And yeah, that was a big point in this story, and really helped the story along, because otherwise it's going to be a fairly one-dimensional story if I hadn't added that. It just adds another layer and possibly another episode. This might have only been a two-parter if it hadn't been for including Max, because Max kind of added quite a bit to the story, I felt. So, which you will see as the story develops. So I do hope you guys have enjoyed the story so far, and I hope you do enjoy listening to the rest of it. I think it's a pretty decent episode, I hope. you know, time will tell, and you guys will tell if it is or it isn't. But we'll see how things go. I usually know after part one, if there's a big, huge dip in downloads, then I know we haven't done such a great job of capturing people's attention in episode one. But we shall see. We shall see. Yeah, other things that we're working on, of course, we will be working on book 4 of Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem soon. I just have to finish the rest of this season of Doctor Who, which there is one more story after this one, which is a one-episode story called The Fear Man. And which this kind of leads directly into. And we have a big, it's the big season finale, which will kind of lead into things that will happen in season 7. So there is some connectivity. They are self-contained stories, but there is some connectivity, and there certainly will be from Fear Man into things that will happen in season 7. At least that's the plan currently. So we'll see how that goes, and that is well, you'll find out. You'll find out. We'll talk more about it later. But so yeah, we are working behind the scenes on things like that, and I will get the Fear Man finished, get the final mix done on it, and then start working on Magic Monsters of Mayhem, and that's going to be a huge job to finish book 4 and finally get it in some kind of some kind of order. It's right now it's just a big mess for various reasons, which some I've talked about and others I'll talk about in the future. But I'm going to wrap this up here because I've rambled on long enough, and hope that you will tune in to the rest of Doctor Who Murder on the Solar Express. Hopefully you'll let us know what you thought of the story, and hopefully you'll tune in to the Fear Man and then our other stories. I'm also doing a fan podcast for Doctor Who for the television series for the classic era called Q Who, and I recently released an episode of that, and I will be doing another one real soon, and I hope to try and do that regularly, more regularly than I have been. So hopefully you guys enjoy that as well, but have a listen out for that, and let me know what you think about all of this. All right, guys, we love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your patience, because I know this has all taken a long, long time to get together. It's been a sparse year so far, but we're finally getting into some regular releases, and we're going to try to keep things coming at you regularly. But until next time, you guys know the drill. Please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2022, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, always warping to new dimensions.